Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. Welcome to everybody who joined me on the podcast, whose name I forgot already, that I was on today, that promoted this. Great. From the wasteland of Eastern Washington, he's our Skin Squatch, but you're Montana Mountain King, broadcasting from Siege's future bedroom. Oh, what was it? God, I wish I could remember what we said last week. He's now officially the Lord of Horse Ghost Manor. You'll find him on Reddit as user/blimp-kink. He's branded from the internet. Hey, I mean laundromat. Hey, old honey log.
I think what you something in the intro that you couldn't remember last week did have something to do with dirigibles. So, I'm not entirely sure what it was, but it was. Yeah. Blimp related.
See, I gotta find that because I gotta add it to the official sheet, which is a lot to ask of me.
It's getting a lot. This is getting to be like I've always wanted to walk into a party and be announced by like a caller, and this I'm becoming like just through your titles that you've bestowed upon me. I feel like I'm getting a title worthy of being called at a party.
Yeah, I think they're wonderful, and it's easy to remember when I write them down, so I can get them the same way every week. However, I haven't been doing that, so I apologize that I could be doing more, and that's on me. So, he's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification. Get this, man! What is it called? A something vest?
Emotional support vest?
Emotional support vest for his penis, the Mandarin Floridian. He's Siege. Hello.
Ni hola, wan shang howdy, chi la ma, ni zhou yo zhou men, shen mi gui, bin gui shuo.
I love all of that. Every week, he's saying the same thing, and I have no idea what it is.
But he adds more every week. So every it's week. Like, it's just like, the more I add to your title, the more that he gets.
The more Chinese you learn.
Would you like a breakdown of it? These are all things that I've learned.
No.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you. Thanks for that. And then helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy Gervin. Calls himself the worst producer. Well, with thumbs like that, what do you expect?
Thumbs.
Toes.
He doesn't have thumbs.
With toes on your hands like away. That, what do you expect?
He just gave a guy a thumbs up outside the baseball stadium, and somebody pulled over to give him a ride.
Someone pulled over to suck on his foot.
It's like a monkey paw.
Well, none of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. We have limited understanding of human anatomy. If you're any of those the first things, if you could let us know what we get wrong or what we get right, we'd love that. You can do so by hopping on nerdtalkplus.com. You can tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege and sexy things about Brandon. Nerdtalkplus.com. Gentlemen.
Hey, we actually have some notes from people. Well, we've had notes from people. I just haven't been reading them. So.
I can't be bothered. I can't even change the intro. I mean, like, at least we have you, Siege.
Brandon got it a couple weeks in a row, and I was like, oh, thank God, I don't have to do it anymore. No, it's no. We Snowman707 says on Spotify a couple weeks back, unrelated is how I'm going to start every conversation from here on out. Referring to Brandon, who interjects with his lovely stories. Also, Jennifer in Kent sent us a message and says, when you guys were creating the transportation bracket, you idiots forgot boats.
Oh, no. Hey, we even have Gravy right here, but he wasn't allowed to talk.
It's true.
That is our fault. It is canon in Nerd Talk Plus in the Unicorn verse, not Unicorn, the Centaur verse that we've created.
Thank you.
Yeah, ooh. Gosh, what an idiot.
Unrelated. Related. If a centaur has a front boner, do we call it a unicorn?
Oh, my God.
The uniboner?
Based on the fact that he has a bi-boner.
Wow.
Like, because centaurs obviously have two wieners. So, also, welcome to everybody who's joined us from the Snohomish Placemakers podcast. I warned you that this is what happened.
Right. Coming off the top rope, yeah, right from the beginning.
Yeah, anyway.
I was just going to say that in the centaur verse, officially, now, thank you for Jennifer from Kent, not my mom.
That's what I was worried about.
Yeah, I know. It was worth it because my mom has lived in Kent and her name is Jennifer.
Yeah, yeah.
Now lives in Snohomish. Maybe she listens to that other podcast.
Say what?
Oh, my God.
No, Sammamish. My bad. I'm sure they get that all the time. Anyway, boats aren't real.
Boats aren't real. Yeah, obviously. Birds and boats, we don't acknowledge either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, centaur versus birds are 100% real because birds have egg.
Do boats have egg?
Boats no have egg.
Okay, so they're definitely not real. So
that guy doesn't believe in boats. Like, what does he know?
Amanda in West Palm Beach says, the phrase that lives in my head since you guys first played it is, I took the drugs and the drugs are working.
Yes!
And the drugs are working. The drugs work.
I took the drugs and the drugs are working. And the drugs are working. I took the drugs and the drugs are working.
Working.
Took the drugs are working.
Thank you, Amanda, for that.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I took the drugs today and they were working. Listen to the Snohomish Placemakers podcast and you'll hear just how well the drugs were working. I like took them and then went inside and I was like, let's talk a lot.
And by let, I mean let me.
Yeah, I'm going to talk so much for the next 48 minutes and then really fizzle out when my mouth gets dry. That's basically the whole thing. So, fun time. Shout outs to Nick. And I think the other guy's name was Richard. I should know all of these things. And I just,
Nick and Dick. We are, of course, referring to prescribed drugs that we take for our variety of mental health problems. So,
of course. Yes.
So everybody knows that when we talk about taking meth, we're mostly talking about meth based mental health.
All of Siege's are Four Loco based. So don't worry about that.
More like horny weed based.
Yes. Horny goat weed.
Yeah.
There's more.
Let me see. Jack, there's still more. I'm catching us up, boys. Jacqueline from Spokane.
Whoa.
Hey,
says, firstly, I'd like to say I enjoyed Greg and Siege shouting about traffic. That said, Greg wants cops to bust bad drivers, but doesn't want them to bust him. Yes, obviously. What's confusing about Jacqueline?
No, I mean, they should bust me, too. I'm just saying that, like, if the cops are complaining that they don't have money, I've watched a million people go the wrong way in a roundabout. You could just be like, boop. And just remind people that you can't do these things because sometimes it costs you money. And then people will start, stop doing those things as much.
Maybe. Also, Jacqueline from Spokane. People in Spokane, as I've come to learn since living here for the last 5 years, are perfect at everything except for four-way stops, which nobody knows how to navigate. I don't know if that's like a true thing, like just everywhere. Like people are just bad at four-way stops, but it's so bad here.
Let me tell you, I grew up in a place where it was very clear how to do four-way stops, and people could do it, which was amazing. Somehow New Mexico excels at something that's not drunk driving. Pretty incredible.
Big square state does really well with square intersections.
Unbelievably so. You got a baseline, we're ready to follow it, okay? But the people here, it's gotten to the point now where if I roll up and there's any question, it's my turn. Like, I just don't even hesitate. And people just go, oh, and I'm like, yeah, because you sat there like an idiot. Like, you're too scared to do anything. Get out of the way. My friend taught me whoever has the biggest vehicle is the one that gets to go first. So if you drive like an F-150, you get to go first. And I was like,
was that friend Gravy?
No. It was, Gravy loves rules, man. I don't like, not that he doesn't speed and stuff like that, but he's a rule follower.
People in Florida, on the other hand, hear four-way and they say no more.
I'm in.
Are the bath salts complimentary or like, how do we?
Do you mean four-way
working?
I can have a candy dish full of them on the coffee table.
Yeah, so guys, I did a podcast. It's called the Snohomish Place Something Podcast.
Rick and sweet Nick. Plug.
Or Nick and Dick.
Snohomish Nick County Placemakers Podcast with Gregor.
Pacemakers? Is that their like minor league baseball team?
Placemakers. They're not. They have the Aqua Sox, man. They have a frog as a mascot. And they play at Fargo Field. It's awesome.
I love the Everett Aqua Sox.
Yeah, very cool. So I got a text this morning at 10:35 that was like, "You good finding your way in and everything?" And I was like, "Your podcast is tomorrow." And they were like, no, it's today. And I was like, well, I am not on time. That's obviously your fault. And then strangely enough, about 23 minutes ago, I got a text message from Sean Gravy Gervin being like, I've got an idea for the pod. I don't want to overstep. And I was like, oh, we have a podcast tonight don't we? Ah,
ew.
Well, that's bad. At least I wasn't out walking the dog. Like, I was just about to do dog very upset. I was like, hey, you wanna? Just kidding, you dumb bitch. We're getting out of here. So
dog currently pooping in the house while listening to Wind and Truth, the fifth book of the Stormlight series.
Oh my god. I am 2 hours away from the end of that.
Oh, you texted me, and I don't think I texted you back.
You did text me back.
And oh, I did. Okay,
I was just busy when you did, so we didn't get into a conversation about it. No. But yeah. I never I'm going to spoil it for people. I don't even care. I never expected gay aliens to be the thing that was going to be in this book, but it happened. So here we are. And then one guy goes, no, I'm not a hero. I'm a therapist. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, all right.
Okay.
This is supposed to be this is 300 hours into a fantasy novel. And
it
I'm
is
like,
quite disappointing that they turned the most badass character in the entire series. And I know there are a lot of badass characters in the series, but in my opinion, it is they spent the first few books like building this guy up as the ultimate. And then they're like, in the last one, he's going to choose to use his words.
Very.
Please, no.
Very sad. Also, I can't understand. They say that the first arc comes to an end at book five. Nothing is resolved.
No.
Nothing is resolved yet. I have 2 hours to go out of literally more than 300 hours of the five books that I've listened to. And the Stormlight Archive, it's a series by Brandon Sanderson to set that up for everybody. It's wonderful, but also you can just zone out for a couple hours and it doesn't really matter. So
nice.
Yeah.
Those are the best kind of books where you don't have to pay attention or read. Like,
you definitely have to go through it two times probably to pick up everything, even if you tried to listen hard to it. And so it's just so much.
I learned, so like by watching the movie or the show, Community, you learn a lot about like different TV episode tropes and things like that. And there's always like the episode trope where everybody's trapped, or not trapped, but everybody's in one room. And it's because it's very cheap to shoot. Yeah. And it's kind of like a lazy writer type thing to do. And basically the entirety of book four, which is like 700 pages, is one of those. I don't know if you remember that, but it's like they never leave the building. And I mean, there's some stuff that happens outside the building, but most of it is like in the building, figuring out stuff with the building. By the time I was like halfway through it, I was like, oh, this is that thing that Abed was talking about in Community.
Troy and Abed in the morning. Yeah. A book that's a bottle episode, says
a
Sean
bottle episode.
Gravy Gervin in the group text. So anyway, it's I thought when they said it was the end of the first arc would happen, I thought that there would be some pretty sweet resolution. And there's gonna be some, don't get me wrong. I found out about gay aliens, which is freaking sweet, but like I wanted It's weird. If you need a book where you don't need to be stressed out about what's going to happen, this is the book to listen to, because there's not a lot of stakes, even though
the
stakes are the
highest ever.
Don't worry,
they're going to finish the fifth book, like you said in your text message, and you literally have to wait years.
3 years apiece, 15 years. I'll be 60 when I can finish the series.
Yeah. He's writing it in 2 5-book arcs, and he's in between the 5-book arcs. He's going to write some other books because he pumps out novels like crazy. And so he's going to write a bunch of other books in between. And so he's not even going to start the next series for a while. So
it's unbelievable how many people at the in the audiobook, they read the whole thing. So like all the excerpts get read. And so the first like 20 pages of acknowledgments it read, and it's really kind of him. He's really sweet, and there's so many people involved in it because there's too much. Apparently, he writes every word. It's not like he comes up with the idea and farms it out and then comes back, if we believe that, I guess.
It does feel, sometimes it is like, oh, this could be AI-generated.
but it's if it's 3 to 4 years per book, then, man, we have a long time. Let's just hope he doesn't die, because that would be a bummer.
Maybe that's his plan, is because that's what he you know, like, so how he, I don't know if this is how he got famous, but one of the ways that Brandon Sanderson got famous was that he, when Robert Jordan, who is the author of the Wheel of Time series, died, Brandon Sanderson was tapped to like take the rest of his stories and write the rest and finish the rest of Wheel of Time. So maybe Brandon Sanderson's idea is to die the middle of writing the end of whatever series he's working on, and he's using it as his way to pass on his legacy and his fame
Hear
to
me
the
out.
Next guy.
The series gets finished by Nerd Talk Plus.
Yes!
I was hoping your idea was we die and somebody else finishes our show.
Fine. also acceptable. Plan B is great for me. It's great. But if we could be in charge of writing about sucking Stormlight... and gay aliens, like,
the series takes a terrible turn.
Let's go.
Hey guys, I have a update for This Week in Blimp.
Unrelated.
What? Unrelated.
Is that the best segue I've ever heard? But I'm very excited. So.
I thought we had walked that out enough. Talking about books.
Just getting started on how we could ruin a book series. We had only just begun the ADHD whirlwind. Anyway,
let's ruin it anyway. The maybe that's what we can do. We can integrate Blimp into Stormlight.
Obviously.
It runs off of Storm. Actually, if you think about those flying platforms that they use,
Blimp it up, baby. Let's go.
Those are Blimp.
Well. If no have air egg is air Blimp. Is egg.
Yeah. That sounded like AI trying to write Nerd Talk Plus.
Great. Even better. Guys, we don't have to show up. We have literally hundreds of hours of us talking. Like, I could easily just do it.
Oh my
Can we figure this out? Can we have one episode that's just totally AI for an hour with three of us trying to talk to each other and then Gravy randomly being called on to answer questions? Probably not factually.
Now that I pay for ChatGPT,
yo, I was gonna say, can you feed several episodes into ChatGPT and have them write us one, and we just read it like Master Cheeks theater style?
I want it to read it for me in my voice with my inflection.
Yes, and then put yourself out of the job.
That's inevitable, right?
Like, we get paid so
I'm
much.
Like, oh, boners. I'm like, oh, there you go.
Yeah, okay, well.
Great.
Or it's just going to end up like the Microsoft thing and instantly say the N-word.
Nazi boners!
Yeah. No, I mean, that'll...
Which we've never said on this show, to my knowledge.
Well, is that a new sentence?
Nah, definitely not. The Blimp news that I have today is not really news, because as I perused our blimps,
wait. These communities are so vitriolic that they have to have separate communities, because Blimp is not Blimps. Those idiots over there are the dumbest.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how many different forums do they actually need?
It seems like a lot of sects. I know I had to clarify.
Got it. CTS?
Yep. Not sexual intercourse, but chapters.
A lot of Blimp sex.
Sectual intercourse. A lot of the different segments, thank you, of the blimp community or of the airship community seem to have all sprung up around different times and then had slowly migrated toward our airships, which has seemed to have been become
all-inclusive.
It seems to have become the one that that has taken over and become like the preeminent community for blimp likers. Until I discovered a new community today, which was the riskiest click of my day.
Gay alien blimps.
While looking for our airships, I typed, I was trying, oh, maybe there's other communities. Maybe there's other,
is this my high club only pooping?
I went, maybe there's other blimp, blimp news. And it wasn't, it was our blimp kink, which,
wow.
I was like,
I thought for sure air shits, but it was not.
That's people doing backflips and pooping at the same time.
Yep. Oh, wow. Yeah, you just had that right there.
I don't want to see it.
Our blimp kink, I was like, what is this going to be? And it's just people posting horny pictures of blimps. Just regular. It's basically the same as all of the other airship communities with less seriousness and more posting blimps that look like butt cheeks.
So it's Nerd Talk Plus of blimps?
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
But then it got me thinking we could start our own blimp kink. We could call it blimps kink or something, or airship
blimp
kink.
Kinks.
Yeah. And Photoshop blimps onto our butts.
Oh, or like hot dogs in between the blimp folds or something like that.
Yeah. Yep, 100%.
Can I just put a hot dog between my butt cheeks and post it?
I mean, if you break down with calling yourself a blimp, I don't understand. Like,
sure.
All right. Yes. Yes is the answer.
Anyway, that's been This Week in Blimp.
Can I tell you that I'm so proud of you? Sorry, that's my fault. I tell you that I'm so disappointed in myself, but so proud of you for having 3 weeks of This Week in Blimp. I mean, it's just...
It is a barren wasteland of blimp news. I went to the most preeminent subreddit for blimps.
Which one is that, please? I'm sorry, you just went over them all, so I need to know.
I believe it's our airships, plural. And the most recent post within our airships was like 2 months old. So not a lot of blimp news happening these days. In fact, if we want to, we might be the people talking about blimp the most. So if
I like
we want to,
we
do we have a subreddit?
We do. I mean, it's our
should
airship.
Should we just take This Week in Blimp and just cut it out and then upload it to airships?
Perfect.
All right. Well, try and keep the streak alive, Brandon. I'm really proud of you. This is great stuff. It's
I need Blimp to do more.
Oh, speaking of being proud of Brandon, no longer just a stupid realtor, he is now
silly realtor. Thank you.
An evil broker. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
What does that mean? I don't know. I just, other than being mean right now unnecessarily, I'm sorry. I apologize. What does that mean? Because I've seen people call that like managing broker, and I'm like, okay.
He steals people's money.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm just I do the same thing, but now I am allowed to train people to. Do real
you've become
also.
The sensei.
I am sensei broker. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go. Change the title again.
I should. Yeah.
I want to see that.
Make
video.
Another LinkedIn post about it. Perfect.
I had a sensei Brandon. He was a Brandon, though, not a Brandon. Idiot. Yeah. So.
There's another. So the way I spell my name is with an E, B R A. And when I say that, people are always like, Brendan?
I'm
like,
Brandon?
No, it's Brandon. It's Brandon with an E, B R A N D E N. Thanks, Mom. Jennifer, not from Kent.
not Snohomish either.
And not Snohomish either.
There, or Sammamish.
She's in Sammamish. There's a.
Is she dating Rich now, or what's going on there? That's cool.
No. There's a.
Hillary said, what's up?
There's another Brandon, spelled with an E in Spokane, who also does real estate. And his, but the way that he spells his name is B-R-A-N capital D-E-N.
Oh.
Which is the worst.
Oh, I almost swore.
I was Greg Rampage, the best radio name in existence. And I was made to be something that doesn't have a second vowel. And so as a person who can relate to getting a weird name not chosen by me where people can't spell it right, I feel your pain, Brandon, with an E at towards the end. I was gonna say at the end, but then they'll just write Brandine and you're like no.
Can we change it to Brandon with just an apostrophe N?
Brandon.
I'm out here branding sheep and selling you houses. Welcome to Horse Ghost Manor. You can have like your TV commercial that you have can have like a brand on it, and then when it comes off, it says, you know, Brandon with Brandon or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I think my whole point of becoming friends with you guys was so that eventually when I became
blimped a realtor, sorry.
One of you guys would do the I Love You Man thing and buy a bunch of billboards of the photos, the variety of photos that you guys. Oh, has Greg seen a film?
Hey, welcome to the show.
I had a different film lined up for this, but I Love You Man.
There's a second part to this show that you could easily come back in. I love you too, buddy.
No.
And this has been.
And this has been. Has Greg seen a film?
Yes, is the answer. I have seen I Love You Man. Slap at the bass. Like, I know that. Okay,
so. Slap at the bass.
It's everyone wishes that they had. I mean, Siege is basically this for us, but wishes they had that Jason Segel as a friend. That you could be like, my life sucks, but then here's a guy who's just like, let's just play Rush songs in my garage. And you're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, let's just do that. Only not Rush. That's not my thing. But
Four Loko. Yeah,
just, that's not a song. It's
Pitbull.
Yeah, there you go. You're Florida's Jason Segel.
Except everybody in Florida is probably just playing Pitbull songs in their garage already.
I gotta update the show. Florida's Jason Segel.
I can't wait till. And then, wait, does that make Gravy lives in Snohomish, right? Or something like that?
Kent.
Sammamish. Kent. Does that make. I feel like he is Kent's Jason Statham.
Oh, he's got so Whoa. Much hair, though. That's the
I
problem.
Know, wow. Too much hair.
He is little and has that ripped
Jason
stomach.
Statham's not little, I don't think, man.
Yes, he is.
He's a little guy.
Jason Statham is like 5'5", and he's a diver.
Hold on. That is, there's no, hold on. Jason Statham might not be a giant, but I've seen him next to Yuki Tsunoda, who is a 5'2" Formula One driver. Jason Statham's 6 feet tall, for sure.
All right. Hey, Gravy, use a Google. We need a jingle for that, too.
Yeah, Gravy. 5'10", still little.
Hey, I'm 5'10".
That's not 5'5".
You're the littlest boy here.
I actually don't. I think Gravy might be around there. I'm not going to put Gravy on the spot for that, but it's, yeah. What he makes up, what he lacks in height, he makes up for in dong, everybody. So I can't say that. That can't.
Yes, you can. That. Yes, you can.
That's not
a Gravy. Just now he's just gonna have to prove
now accepting
it.
Matches on Bumble. John Gravy Gervin.
Prove
everybody.
It. Prove it, Gravy.
It is. It
Show
is,
us the
it
dong.
Is no, no, no,
it's
no, no.
It is
no,
now
no.
canon that Gravy has a massive peen.
Oh my god.
Will somebody write down all this canon stuff so I can add it to the Glossoraptor?
Yeah, I'm on it. I'll write it down right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The Glossoraptor is our ongoing list of things that we talk about on the show that people could reference, although it's not available publicly. So someday it will be. I want to make a Google Doc where we can just go to a form and just add things to it. And if other people want to add things, they can too. And then we'll just have a running Glossoraptor, which it's the combination of glossary and Velociraptor. What is that say? No, it's, God, get out of here. I'm done beeping.
It's just screenshot that.
It's backwards.
That's the cover, the cover of this week's episode.
Yeah. Everyone's just trying to get Gravy laid, everybody. Yeah. Well, we done a little.
Would you guys like to know some of the things that are canon from the Glossoraptor?
Go ahead. Yeah, I'd love to hear from. I'd love to, you, for you to read from the Glossoraptor, please.
I'll give you the. Top five canon. The first five entries in canon.
Okay, first five different than top five. Just so we're clear.
Yes, first five. First thing, John Manley is dead.
R.I.P. in peace, Tommy.
Man, our continuity in the show is very bad because there's been very many times that we talked about him as alive since then.
Oh, he's back. No, I mean, he's back for the dead. Okay. That's okay.
I mean, he's Jesus.
John Manley is Jesus. Canon.
Canon. Oh, well, I'm going to put that in here as number two. John Manley is Jesus.
I do not sign off on any of this.
John Manley agrees.
Number three. Jason Lane or Nathan Jason. Lane played Ernie Hudson in blackface in the original Ghostbusters.
What? Nathan Lane. played Ernie Hudson in blackface. Nathan Lane in blackface, excuse me, played Ernie Hudson in the original Ghostbusters. Okay.
Yes.
Let that one rattle around for a minute, everybody. We should just put out, like, every week, just put out a Velociraptor entry.
Yeah.
Just a still put out, like, hey, everybody.
That's a good one. Next on the list is Robin Williams starred alongside Johnny Five in Short Circuit 3.
I'm down with that.
All right. Yeah. I mean, that sounds awesome, but
that's
don't.
That's the reality I want to live in.
And last on the list is Coconuts Are Mermaids. Coconuts are mammals. Sorry, not mermaids.
They are hairy.
But, I mean, because maybe now they're mermaids, too.
Are mermaids? Are mermaids mammals?
Dude, mermaids part fish, so mermaids have egg.
But mammals have egg.
Also have hair and
is
milk.
Bird?
You think when mermaids, like...
mermaids are birds?
Have egg?
Well, if they have egg, fish are bird.
Okay.
If mermaids, like, so you think when mermaids, like, have babies, they lay, like, a million eggs and then, like, other mermaids
like a
come
turtle.
Eat a lot of them? No, they lay them underwater like fish. They lay them, you know, like in a shallow area where they can have the heat.
You're at sushi and you're like, this is a real big row. And you're like, don't worry about it. That came out of a mermaid
under the full moon. They all hatch and crawl their way back to the ocean.
A bunch of little babies just slithering.
Birds coming by, just picking them off.
Oh man, it's so sad.
And sea turtles eat a couple.
Wait, so are mermaids mammals or fish or both?
Fish. Both.
Okay, I mean it's kind of like the centaur question.
Birds.
What's the? Is it the? There's an animal that's both. What's the only animal that lays eggs that's a mammal? Like the
platypus.
Platypus, yeah.
That's an entry. Also, we've discussed this before. That's an entry in the Velociraptor. Mm. The Platypusery, a place where the platypus are housed at the zoo. Also the name of the headquarters of Nerd Talk Plus.
The Platypusery?
The Platypusery.
Pretty bad name. All right, cool.
To strike you as somebody who was like, oh, that is definitely a mammal. And then it laid an egg and they're like, nope, sticking to it.
Yeah,
I am.
Nope, it's a bird.
I am correct. And everybody else, he was like the most powerful scientist of the scientists. And they were like, well, we can't say that against him because our careers aren't going to go anywhere because he'll shut us down for disagreeing with him. It is mammal.
I like how we all agree that it's a dude. It like definitely wouldn't be a woman that stopped men from making a decision.
No. Same thing that I think about the first person who saw a seahorse lay an egg, that one's a dude, and then it laid an egg and they're like, nope,
definitely a dude.
Definitely a dude still. Same guy. Same guy, definitely same guy.
Yeah, it's the same scientist. The same aquatic scientist is behind both of these declarations.
Yeah. I think it's the male seahorse doesn't lay the egg. I think that
the
female
eggs.
It carries it. Yeah.
Just shoots those babies out into the ocean.
I didn't want she's a rocket scientist that works for Blue Origin, not
an aquarium.
She's not an aquarium.
Oh, wait, no. Wasn't she banging some chick that was like a bioscientist or something like that? Or like a, wasn't that a thing?
Yeah, that was a while ago. Yeah. I've since moved on to other.
No, I wasn't implying that you were faithful to anybody. I was just suggesting that at one point, somebody who was interested in biology listened to the show.
Tell her Gravy says what's up.
Yeah.
I think she still does.
Hi.
Tell him our new canon.
And we'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
That's my favorite new trope on the show. When things get uncomfortable, I just go to break.
And I'll be right back.
It works really well. Like 100% of the time it's worked, unless I put the code in wrong. But like in theory, 100% of the time it worked.
It's so great.
Whoever that person is, thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Leave us a comment at nerdtalkplus.com, or you can find... Okay, anyway. That's enough of that. Well, let's distract everybody with...
Wait, we have two lady scientists that listen to the show?
Dude.
I mean, just...
Oh, we have multiple lady scientists.
Listen, lady scientists, this is my dream. I just want to spend some time of my life with a lady scientist. And if we, you know, if we get a little intimate, that's pretty cool. But I just... want somebody who does science for a living and is easy on the eyes to be like, we should hang out.
Speaking of, you talked to the qubit lady?
Ah,
oh.
I haven't seen her again, man. I did a good job. Oh. So, I mean, no one listens to this, right? So I can just talk about this freely. But the lady who is on the Microsoft team that that helped move, what is it called?
Quantum computing.
Quantum computing ahead like 50 years. She's like a parent at the school that my kid goes to. And so I was like, what's up? And I saw her mom at school.
Hey, Shouty, what that thing?
And I was like, yo, your daughter, famous. And she was like, no, what? And I was like, no. She's like responsible for advancing quantum computing by like 50 years into the future. And she was like, that's pretty cool that you know that. And I was like, it is pretty cool that I know that. You did a good job raising that kid. And she was like, I was literally an art teacher. I don't know where she got that from. And I was like, whatever. You still did it. Great job.
I eat pain.
So, so then when I took the drugs, and the drugs are working. That's me.
The drugs are working.
And so then I saw her at taking pictures for the school for something, and I saw her at that, and I sat down, I was like, you're pretty cool, or whatever, and I let her know that I was up to speed on her exploits. And she seemed pretty flattered to have been approached by somebody on that, like just very directly and point blankly. Like I, you know, didn't mess around with it. So we'll see. Next time I see her, I can, you know, I've got, I got an in. We'll see.
Next time you see her, you're going to mess around with it?
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome. Yeah. I would love that for me. Although I do have this thing where I am very poor and I, that's okay. And I run around with a bunch of people who are not poor.
Yeah.
Same. And, they just have to kind of pull me along. And so, yeah, I mean, that's an ideal situation. If I could find someone to just, you know, kind of like, basically if it's not women doing that, it's sometimes gravy. He's like, hey, I feel bad for you. You're such a loser. Here's breakfast. And I'm like, thanks, gravy.
Here's breakfast.
I want to highlight somebody on the show this week. This is This Week in Highlights, I guess. I don't know. That's not a real segment or whatever. I came across a post on, you know, something. Facebook showed it to me, and I was embarrassingly on Facebook, but whatever. It showed it to me. And her name is Bryony Page, B-R-Y-O-N-Y, Bryony Page.
Brioni,
sure. She just won an Olympic gold medal for trampolining, which is like, that's such a joke about your mom, but like also like she won a gold medal for trampolining at the last gold medal event. And she studied paleontology and wrote her dissertation on acoustic signaling in dinosaurs. To which Dan, somebody or other, who cares, says, becoming a dinosaur scientist and winning a gold medal for jumping on the trampoline, don't tell any seven-year-old their dreams are out of reach. And for me, this says everything I want to say about this show. Like, I just want, as a 40-something-year-old man, I like the idea that I can still be a trampoline champion and possibly learn about dinosaurs. So, yeah.
I do feel like if if AI were to write the perfect woman for you.
Oh, my God. I don't know about that, actually. I think I don't think trampolining would be it. Yeah, I don't think I'm a trampoline guy. I don't have good knees.
You don't have to jump on the
trampoline.
You don't
need to be the trampoline. Let her have her thing.
Yeah.
You are a black belt defender of mankind.
Oh, speaking of, I saw a kid in my neighborhood get out of a car today, and he was he was wearing a gi.
So I abducted him. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Are you cool if I bring a guest on?
My first thought was like, oh man, isn't it cool that kid does karate? My first thought was, I bet you Greg could kick his ass.
Get over here. I'm gonna you up. Okay, I gotta stop you. Like, there's so much swearing and inappropriate.
No, I like it. I like it.
Brandon does not abduct children. I just want to be clear about that.
And I couldn't. That kid knows karate.
And Siege, thank you for saying that I'm a defender. I appreciate that because I feel very Chad Marshall-y right now, and I feel like that's as a karate defender. So, yeah.
So, Chad Marshall, you know, the greatest defender of our time, that is you in karate.
I'm better than him at karate.
Yeah. You have better hair for damn sure.
Goddamn right, I do.
Nicer head.
I'm not good at giving head. It's not a specialty of mine.
Ask Gravy. He gave you breakfast, right? So what'd you do to earn it?
And we'll be right back.
Unrelated.
Unrelated. We'll be right back. All right. Well, this has really gone off the rails here.
Science.
I'm curious to know, I think it's 75% of the show. How many of us are vision impaired? I wear glasses for the second time in my life. Gravy is wearing glasses currently. Brandon always has some sort of hip looking glasses on. I feel like you're constantly upgrading the Warby Parker package that you got or something like that and wearing something different.
That's funny because I've had the same ones for like 3 years now because I don't go to Warby Parker anymore because it's all the way in Seattle and I never go there anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, next one.
They have an actual store.
Oh, yeah. They have like five in Seattle. It's crazy.
As convenient as the online thing is, the in-store thing is just so much better because it's just better.
I want to try on the glasses and then I get mine adjusted way too much. They get very frustrated with me because I'm there all the time. Like, I don't like them. Make them fit better. But they're inexpensive, and so I would have never gone to Warby Parker if it wasn't. I take a lot of style inspiration that I don't actually use, but from Brandon. I'm like, he's very hip, and so I see him like, no, I do. Like, you were the first person I knew out of anybody to wear clear frame glasses. You had like the clear glasses or whatever. And hi, who's there? Is there someone?
That was Cage.
Hi, Cage.
Cage, you want to say hi?
Cage Fighter.
Yeah, Brandon's wife, Cage, is in the house.
She's. in the Dungeon
of
Doom.
She said she just worked out. She doesn't want to say hi.
Well, we won't record video. She could just say hi. That's fine.
Yeah, we don't record video.
Yeah, hi.
Yo, yo, yo.
Talking to the microphone like a wiener.
Oh, he said talking to the microphone like a wiener.
No.
Like that's supposed to be, I don't actually know what he meant. I don't know if talking into a microphone makes
Brandon sense. Plays all innocent. I don't talk about buckets full of jizz every day. No.
He's saying you look very nice. Yeah, how amazing you are. Yeah, okay, bye.
Tell her it was about buckets of juice. Just say that.
They all say, what's up?
Okay. I'm going to text her. Do I have Cage's number?
You definitely have Cage's number.
Siege definitely does have if we need it.
So? As Brandon uncomfortably stares at my picture on the
screen. So, Siege, you're the big question mark for me because you could easily have terrible vision and just have done nothing about it, which I feel like is probably the case. Or you could have...
Kinda.
Like, now, the problem is once you get over 40, the vision falls apart no matter who you are. I bring this up because they think that by 2050, half of the world is going to have nearsightedness, which is...
Because of phones?
It's not phones, believe it or not. It has to do a lot with the post World War II reaction from countries like Japan, Korea, and now China are spend so much time having their students study and read that at a young age we're overusing our eyes for difficult like precision work. Whereas countries where children run around outside more often and are perhaps less literate have a little bit better time with vision. Now, the thing, of course, is that like if you stare at a phone and you're reading Twitter for 5 years of hating everything before Elon Musk buys it about the government and everything else, you spend a lot of time looking at tiny text on your phone. So, yes, it could be phones, but it's not necessarily the phones that are doing it.
I thought that was a dig at Florida with you saying less educated running around outside.
Well, I mean,
you heard it here first, kids. Stop
and then
reading.
I'm the only one without glasses. No, I have glasses.
You do?
I only wear them when I get like super tired, though, because I don't care the rest of the time.
Wow. What kind of vision problems do you have? Close
are you
or
Jennifer
far?
From Sammamish?
I don't even know. They're just kind of fuzzy. I can't see anything. So, I shouldn't be driving.
Great.
I might be blind.
Great. Just great. The Four Locos certainly help, though. It really clears up my vision.
Oh, no, that did. Honestly, that's what gets me in gear.
Great.
It's performance enhancement.
When he says honestly, he means he's joking everybody and that we would never suggest that you drink and drive because we're a responsible
Don't
show.
Drink and drive unless you're me.
And no, even then, it's bad. Drinking and driving, universally bad. Says a guy from New Mexico, where we're professionals.
Debatable.
This has been Nerd Talk Teen.
This has been Nerd Talk, just in case my boss listens.
Stop reading and don't drink and drive.
I told my boss I was having a bad mental health week, and she called me the next week and was like, hey, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but you said this to me, and like I just want to make sure you're cool, and if you want to talk to me about it, you can. I was like, you're the nicest person I maybe have ever met. You're not nicer than Brandon, even.
And then she fired you.
Well, God, one day. Someday.
Yeah, it's not harder to be nicer than me.
You're the nicest. I think Brandon is legitimately the nicest person I know.
All right. Question of the week. Who's the nicest person on the show?
Oh, Brandon, for sure.
Oh, Gravy.
Brandon.
It might be Siege also. Siege never really says that many mean things.
Don't
except
say that
for about me.
I think it truly is Siege because he's the only thoughtful person.
What? I'm thoughtful? How dare you?
Wow.
You aren't the nicest. You're right.
Exactly. This is my...
He was doing that on purpose. So it was a trick.
If last year was the year of the Gerg.
Yeah.
You fool.
This year can be the year of the Burnden.
No. This year is Gravy's year. Burnden. No. You should see the text messages he's telling me about his personal life. It is... It's too much, but I'm here for it. So, yeah. Did you guys know I'm going to Professor Brian Cox on May 2nd? That's going to be so cool. Gravy is definitely going with me. It's going to be real fun.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's like, no, I'm not doing that at all. Anyway.
Who's that?
Professor Brian Cox? God,
I'm joking.
Former linebacker for the Miami Dolphins.
No!
Yeah.
How dare you? I'm embarrassed to say that I learned about him from Joe Rogan, which is sad, but... a guy who's dead told me to listen to to listen to Joe Rogan for Brian Cox because I thought I would like it. And I was like, okay. And I did. And I was like, oh my God, Professor Brian Cox is my new favorite person. Neil deGrasse Tyson, move over, dummy. This guy's way better. I like Neil deGrasse Tyson too, even though he got mad at me one time. But he explained quantum.
Is it because you're racist?
I don't like the whites. No, it's not because I'm racist.
Were you code switching?
What does code switching mean?
Code
red? Mountain Dew? I love Mountain Dew code red.
Canon?
Code red.
Canon.
There you go.
What code Canon. Switching is switching between is code red and regular Mountain Dew.
Or,
and Baja Blast.
Or the code red orange. That's my all-time favorite Mountain Dew.
I never drink Mountain Dew anymore, and I love Mountain Dew. And we were at the store the other day.
Oh, I love Mountain Dew.
And I was in the store, and I was a little bit hungover because I don't drink anymore very often. And so, and I was at the store, and I was walking through, and they had like a perfect, they had like the perfectly placed case of basically just Mountain Dew. And,
code red?
No, it was just I got the code green, just the regular old
good old green light.
I just did the old Hater regular flavor. Dew, and I savored and suckled on that for a very long time. I just wanted you guys to know. That was the highlight of my week.
I want you to know
had a bad mental health week.
Jealous I currently am of you, because that sounds amazing.
Next time you do it, FaceTime me.
Absolutely.
I just want to watch.
Yeah. So Siege's camera will be off, but he wants to watch yours.
I'll turn it on if you want.
What are you doing? The Dew. I'm doing the Dew back here.
Don't
worry about it. Just keep slurping.
Don't worry about a thing. I'm going to hit mute. So, if you need me, I'll be right here.
I don't know what just happened, but my internet went crappy, and so Siege sounded like a robot. It was like,
it sounded normal to me. Now you sound like a robot.
It must be my internet.
You guys, one day when we're all together.
Unrelated.
Did you guys realize, maybe we already talked about this. Did you guys realize that when we're getting together to watch the soccer game in that month that we're watching it and that day, whatever
June,
that is?
June.
It's Father's Day. So we can legitimately record the Dead Dads podcast.
That's it.
Oh my God, we could all die together.
Ugh. Perfect.
Dude, this is amazing. Brandon, it's a banner year for you, buddy. Your birthday's on Easter. I figured that out this week. Look how smart I am. Happy 420 also. It's also Hitler's birthday. Your birthday's on Easter, and you get a legitimate reason to ignore your family for soccer on Father's Day.
I told my wife, she was like, what is that soccer game that you're going to with your daddy friends? Yeah, she didn't say it like that. That's how I interpreted it.
That is what we're calling us from now on. Yeah.
That's what Cage calls me, your daddy friend.
Yeah, your daddy friends. I'm going to go to soccer with my daddies. And so I told her it's whatever date it is in June. And she was like, oh, that's on Father's Day. Did you know that? I was like, okay. She was like, you don't care? It's like, no. I do care so much.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Being a dad is the best thing that ever happened to me. So and much. Definitely not the reason I want to.
Sidney Sweeney's boobs.
Yeah. 3 out of 5 days a week.
Yeah, exactly. So I did not realize that. I did not realize what the point of Father's Day was. And now I realize it is to spend it with my kids. But I will see you guys
Hallmark
instead.
Hallmark did not tell me that. I'm supposed to play golf all day on Father's Day. Mother's Day.
Yeah, I thought it was to leave me alone. Yeah.
Mother's Day, the purpose of Mother's Day is that they still have to do everything for their children, but they get to take a bath in the afternoon for like 45 minutes.
Do you guys want to take a bath together on Father's Day?
Oh, I could find a hot tub. We could go to Slightly Furry and then close enough.
They do not have a hot tub.
They need one for sure.
I still need to get a tail.
Yep. All right. Well,
as if he doesn't already have
AdamandEve.com
one.
AdamandEve.com is waiting for his 20% discount code. Use promo NerdTalkMinus.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted. Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, all right. I guess we should try and do one more segment before this. Oh, I want to address something. Gravy had a thing. He had a suggestion.
Oh, wow.
Gravy, do you want to address this yourself? Do you want to handle this? You're what you proposed to me, because it happens that because I don't do any show prep for this show, it could work and I won't be at any advantage.
Now that I've won so many times. No, but should I be asking the questions for Guinness time so that you three could ask and we can have a competition between the three people that actually people tune in to hear?
Now, I have a thought about this. I've thought about it since then, since I went, oh, crap, we have to podcast tonight? That was my response to this question when he asked it earlier. My thought to it is that if there's any three-time winner, they become the Guinness master, and they have to ask the questions.
Oh, nice.
Gravy, wow. Our first three-time winner, he's got a Guinness. I think it's officially.
Dude, the mic. Oh. That was nice. Wow, that was a crack.
Let's
Gravy.
Go. It's officially. I think it's officially Guinness time. Siege, could you hit us with
those are some strong fingers.
First time here. Now, I'd like to point out that I'm putting him on the spot. I have not had him given him the heads up to load Guinness on Instagram or anything.
Son of a bitch, I don't have Instagram.
Oh, how are you going to do this?
So why would you
they
make
have a
this suggestion?
They got
you
a
didn't
talk.
Think this thing through, did you?
Is it the same? Well, I wonder if it's the same. Well, we'll find same. Out. After this week, we'll find out. So you're going to go to TikTok and we're gonna find out some Guinness time.
All the show prep that we usually do, and you're embarrassing us tonight. Thank you.
The one time I don't
specifically
do show prep.
Said not tonight.
Oh, you said you did?
Yeah.
My bad, dude. I'm so sorry.
I said not tonight. It's too soon. But
that's the part where I was like, oh, we have a podcast tonight. All right. Well, can you get there? Is that a thing? Are you able to?
Can you get there? Come on, work on it real quick. Just focus. We'll
Siege
be quiet.
Push his boobs together if you need to get there. That's
come on.
Gross. All right. That was worse than I anticipated.
You can do this.
I got one for you.
Oh yeah, right. You do.
All right.
Give it to me.
Most hops on a treadmill in 1 minute.
Most hops?
What?
On a like the plant or like jumps?
The thing from that makes beer?
Instead of running.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys.
He's literally hopping on 1 foot on a treadmill.
1 footed hops.
1 minute.
What?
One foot hop.
It well, I feel truly like shows been included in the first the first go around of describing that.
1 minute.
In 1 minute? Oh my god!
How fast is the treadmill going? How high are his hops?
They're not.
How does it feel to be asked all these stupid questions that we ask?
I'll say this: it doesn't show how fast it's going. It's not going particularly quick. But
how high does the hop have to be? To be recorded,
his foot is leaving the treadmill, and the other foot is not touching it. He is one foot.
Brandon
hopping.
And I are sitting here going ding 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 ding, ding. Yeah, not boing boing, not like pogo stick style. He's just like,
let's see what I can.
yeah.
Now imagine if you trained for it.
Yeah.
How many in 1 minute?
Oh man.
Ooh.
You could get. But
you see Brandon shift into that higher gear. Does Cage know about that?
Oh my god, Gravy.
Whoa.
Took down the whole Guinness in the time that we were thinking, sort of.
What, one per question?
All right, who goes first?
Ooh.
Gravy. Gregor, I think
since you're new to the program, Gregor.
I'm happy to. Sean, can you keep score, please?
I will.
Okay, I'm gonna say 98.
98.
In 1 minute.
1 minute.
You said me? Miko? I'm going to say 130.
Ooh.
130?
Oh. Wow. Damn. He just went up to me. 240.
Damn it.
Pumpkins?
In pumpkins? No, it is.
Yes, 240 pumpkins.
Congratulations to Brandon. 183.
Wow. Oh, I almost.
Wow.
Okay.
Just three so a second?
Yep.
He's a little kid.
Is that a child?
He's a little
That's a
kid.
Child.
And he's just hopping along. He's moving it. He's doing it.
Yeah.
That other leg is...
So that's about the pace. I was tapping it out, and that was about the pace that I was thinking, and I was like 180, but you'd lose steam toward the end, because I was thinking like 3 per second, and then I was like, you lose steam, but he did more than 3 per second, so that's great. Good for him.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Being most...
Congratulations, Brandon.
Congratulations, Brandon, with one
on
the board.
Hey, Greg, why don't you go piss your pants again?
Oops, wrong button.
It works.
Every week that Greg loses.
I don't like it this time. This game sucks.
All right. The highest rope swing drop indoors.
Okay, wait.
Oh, this is stupid.
Describe it. Like, you're on like a, you're like up on a platform and you swing on a rope and you go back and forth like a trapeze. Yep. But only...
Yep.
So where's the drop from? Like, where you start, or like how far you swing out and then let go and fall?
It's from the same point in height as the, where the rope is anchored. So you start from the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But like the highest rope swing drop.
Okay.
So think of the...
So the pendulum, how far it goes from top to bottom.
It's
Brandon, indoors. Draw us a graphic.
Indoors, thank you.
Indoors.
Okay. Oh, here it is. Brandon has to go first because he got the point, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the Y. Yeah.
The Y axis.
That's the one we're looking
versus
for,
the
right there.
X axis.
Yeah. Excellent work, Brandon.
Versus guys, the Q axis.
So what's the measurement that we're looking for? That's not pumpkins, please.
I'll do meters or feet.
Meters or feet. Okay.
Why can't it be pumpkins? Right in there, dude. Come on.
Guys, here's the thing. It can be pumpkins because the as we discovered, the diameter of one pumpkin is roughly 12 inches. So we could just do it in pumpkins. Average size pumpkin between 12 and 13 inches. So
I'm gonna stick to meters and feet, but okay.
Yeah, let's go meters and feet.
What is three pumpkins but 1 meter?
Okay.
All right, Brandon won last time. You want to run it?
Yeah.
Brandon? Yes, I'm going to say 120 feet.
120 feet.
Yes.
Nice.
40 meters. Is that what that is?
Roughly.
Yeah. Close.
Okay. Siege?
Oh, I go.
I don't care. I don't care.
8 stories.
That's let's call it 80 feet.
Actually, I think one story probably 12 feet. So,
oh, no.
We'll go by the, we'll check by the realtor.
96 feet says, okay, what did you say, Brandon?
I said 80 feet.
I was thinking it was going to be 45
Brandon,
meters.
You said 120 feet.
What did I say? I said 120.
Said 120
feet. I said 120 feet.
I was thinking 45 meters, and so that's what, like 100 and something, 145, 100 and feet? I don't even know how to do math.
It's like 146-ish right around there, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to say 146 feet.
Meters or feet?
146 feet. 45 meters.
How many pumpkins?
Oh, Greg, so close.
Oh, no.
But yet so far. Once again, Brandon's a winner. 120 feet. Greg, it was 143 feet.
Oh, get out of town!
So close. Oh. Price is Right rules.
How many meters is that?
That is 43.7 meters.
Can I say that 40 meters is 131 feet? So if you had said 40 meters, you would have won.
I was thinking 40, 45 in there, and so I said 45. So half a point for me. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, wow. Arbitrarily hands it out now that he's playing.
That's never happened before. We're half points for awarded an episode later. Okay. All right.
Okay. Want to do one more? Let's see.
Well, yeah.
Guys, I feel so smart.
Most for all the marbles, gravy I can come back with this one.
All right. Most air rings blown underwater in one minute.
Oh, yeah.
Air rings. You know, those bubbles, and they go bloop, and it makes the ring when they're underwater and they blow the bubble.
Like a smoke ring.
Smoke rings, but under the bubble version underwater.
Somebody mark that so we can take Greg's picture.
What do you think, Ladybug? Brandon has to go first.
In how long?
In one minute.
Doing this?
1 minute.
1 minute. Okay. Okay.
All right. Since Greg got a half point in that last one, Greg, you go up.
Wait, what? Brandon has to go. No, Brandon, I didn't get a half point. We were joking. Brandon has to go first.
Oh, now he doesn't have a half point. You wanna I'm going to say 115.
115.
Jesus. I was going to say 7.
Greg, you want to go with 7 then?
Sure, 7, yeah.
See? 7.
I was going to go with 8.
Oh, come eight? On, you son of a bitch.
I feel like all I'm thinking of is
he's never done this before. He's always like 7,412, but then I say something and he's like 8.
I'll tell you this much. It was a smart strategy, Siege, because Emilia De Los Rios.
Thank you.
Whoa.
56 in 1 minute.
What?
56.
Was she doing this thing? Was she going like?
She had to have been like doing the all.
She's on.
I'm sorry. What?
It's hard to see.
All that.
She's doing it.
Yeah, she's
doing
she
something.
Wow.
So no points on that one, huh?
She not even
no,
tapping.
Got
oh,
it.
She
with
is.
8.
Oh, 8. Yeah. Yeah.
8.
Great. Thanks for that. So cool. So cool.
I won one.
My first time, and I have
0 points for Gray.
It's gonna be like playing Foursquare, where when you lose the king spot, you go all the
way
back
to
the bottom.
Hey, Greg, why don't you fish your pants again?
Guys, I'll be right back. All right. Well, that's it for Guinness time. Brandon wins. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. That's suspicious.
God damn it. I can't touch buttons. I can't be trusted.
You going to bring a Rodecaster in June so we can do a podcast and you have all your buttons?
Oh, hell yeah.
All of a sudden, he's not Guinness Master and he's allowed to talk over the music. Nobody can get mad at him because he's talking over the music. We say two things as silly little jokes and we get mean Greg, but he talked over the music one time.
I'm cutting all of this. Just so air. Shout outs to Brandon, our only listener from the show. Like every week texts us about the funny things we say. Very nice of him.
And that's Brandon me, not the other Brandon.
No, not Brandon. Yeah. Or Brand capital D.
Or Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon.
Yeah. All right. Well, this show has been weird and I feel bad about myself. And so I guess it's time for what we learned this week. After all, this is a very heady show, I guess.
Oh, Greg, I got something to make you feel a lot better about yourself. You're going to have Brandon bring his abductee over so you can give him a karate beating.
Oh, God. Can you imagine how cool it would be to kick a kid?
I don't think I can kick a kid.
Oh, Brandon has. I forgot about that. Brandon did kick his kid. That's right.
I totally did accidentally like roundhouse kick my child. That sucked.
I also want everyone to know that I do not want to kick anybody, let alone a child. That would be terrible, and I'm totally joking. So.
Yeah, he's totally joking that he doesn't want to.
Yeah, we learned that Siege keeps the Golosoraptor a platypussy.
Platypussery.
Pussery.
Yeah, come on.
That's way better.
Read the Glossolalia. Yeah, really.
I do. But Brandon, he slowly drifted off on a blimp of kink or a kink blimp or whatever we're looking at to a gay alien fantasy land with all of his daddy friends.
Nice.
It happens to be called Slightly Furry.
Yes.
You think they're blimp friendly there? I think they might
blimp
be.
Blimp friendly? Is this place blimp friendly? Do you have any blimp neutral bathrooms?
It doesn't.
We need the airship blimp dirigible Zeppelin ABDZ.
Where can I tie off my blimp? Actually, we've got a blimp tie off.
Imagine like rolling up to an old timey saloon, kicking the door down. There's a bunch of blimps tied up.
Dirigible. Where the trough
right
used to be.
The trough.
Yeah. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.